For years, there has been a lack of female politicians within the House of Assembly. When the Liberals called for an election this past Friday, the opportunity emerged for more women to run in their electoral districts, each pursuing the opportunity to express the concerns of the voters in their districts, with the hopes of putting more female voices in the House of Assembly. Andrea Newberry, a candidate for the NL Alliance in the Mount Sio district, says that it is important to have a more diverse candidate pool so that all voters can be represented in the House of Assembly.
From women's point of view, we have a lot of gender-based issues that are important, and I think having more women on the ballot will definitely bring those issues to light. And with a balanced House of Assembly, I think that there would be room for more collaboration on these issues.
Out of the 40 seats in the House of Assembly, only 9 of them are women. Lynn Hammond, a first-time candidate for the Liberal Party in the Conception Bay East Belle Island district, explains that she, alongside many fellow female politicians across all parties in Newfoundland, has been encouraging women to get into politics over the past decade. They are helping them understand all aspects of politics and how to improve on their strengths and their weaknesses.
Helping them make connections with mentors in their own political party. Helping them, identify the tools that they need. So do they need help with public speaking? You know, they need to understand, how they're going to need to raise money. Do they understand the structure of how an election campaign works? And we've, collectively made a really strong commitment to get more women on the ballot.
As of today, there are 36 women running in this provincial election, but the numbers still aren't final, with new candidates popping up every day. For Kicker News, I'm Kyle Curtis.